presidential transition in the UK.
From royal pageantry to politics.
Tech giants under scrutiny.
Two federal agencies are going to split up a massive investigation.
Jeopardy streak ends.
This is certainly a wonderful experience. I'd never trade for anything.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan, and it's a day of protest and politics in Great Britain. President Trump is there, his opponents are making noise, and CBS's Paula Reed tells us he's looking to work out a new deal.
President Trump and Prime Minister Theresa May emphasize their country's economic ties.
It's a great partnership. But I think it's a partnership that we can take even further.
President Trump expressed optimism about a new trade deal once the UK formally exits the European Union.
I don't know exactly what your timing is, but stick around. Let's do this deal. Okay?
With her Friday departure looming, May is considered a lame duck. But White House officials insist it's in times of political uncertainty that the two countries must stand together. The trip also provides a welcome distraction from impeachment talk back home.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Trafalgar Square. This is where thousands of climate change activists, women's rights advocates, and students are leading protests through drizzly central London streets against President Trump.
As someone who's like part of the LGBT community, I'm a woman, I just don't think that we should like be complacent in like what he's standing for and how he's attacking these communities.
A massive police presence is also here, on the ground and in the air, along with a giant orange blimp portraying President Trump as a baby.
Well, back in Washington, Apple, Google, Amazon, and Facebook are going under the federal microscope. CBS's Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill.
The House Judiciary Committee, this is the same committee that's investigating President Trump, is now going to examine the market dominance of these companies. Does it hurt consumers? Do antitrust statutes need to be updated? This comes as the Justice Department and the FTC are signaling they might open their own probes. DOJ would handle Apple and Google, while the Federal Trade Commission looks into Facebook and Amazon. One top Democrat, David Cicilline, he raises the point that the antitrust statutes that are in place right now were developed during the century-old railroad monopolies. And he said it's a very different economy now.
Some do contend those four tech companies are too big and too powerful. CBS's Nora O'Donnell asked Apple CEO Tim Cook about that in an exclusive interview.
With size, I think scrutiny is fair. I think we should be scrutinized. But if you look at our any kind of measure about is Apple a monopoly or not, I don't think anybody reasonable is going to come to the conclusion that Apple's a monopoly.
Well, meantime, Apple is dropping iTunes, going instead with separate apps for music, TV, and podcasts. China has issued a travel warning for the United States. Beijing says Chinese visitors have been questioned and subjected to other unspecified harassment by American law enforcement. On this date in 1989, global attention was riveted on China. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
30 years ago, this is what it sounded like in Tiananmen Square. Chinese troops did what many thought they would never do, open fire on fellow countrymen. After 3 weeks of massive pro-democracy protests, the Chinese government decided it had enough and ordered a violent crackdown. I was in the square.
There are many, many people injured, and unfortunately, it seems a large number dead as well.
CBS News correspondent Richard Roth was roughed up and grabbed by Chinese troops.
They're coming for us. We're trying to move back and move away.
He was held for around 20 hours. The morning after the massacre came perhaps the most indelible moment from 30 years ago. Tank Man, an ordinary Chinese citizen standing in front of a convoy of tanks blocking their movement. It's still not exactly clear how many people were killed. Estimates have been as high as 10,000. Today, most believe the number is around 1,000. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The House of Representatives will vote next week on whether to hold Attorney General William Barr and former White House lawyer Don McGahn in contempt for not complying with subpoenas. Barr has withheld the unredacted Mueller report from Congress. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The upcoming vote by Congress to hold Barr and McGahn in contempt is a procedural hurdle that they want to get over so that they can go to court and get the judges to enforce the subpoenas that the attorney general has been ignoring.
A $19 billion disaster aid bill has now made it through Congress. Some of it will help flood victims in the nation's midsection.
Just devastated. Just seeing the farmers and coming from a farming family just breaks your heart.
I'm Jim Crisul in Evansville, Indiana. More rain, heavy at times, will fall across the waterlogged Midwest and Mid-South this week, and it's the last thing many want to see. Already nearing record levels, the overflowing Mississippi River continues to rise at St. Louis, Memphis, Tennessee, and Vicksburg, Mississippi. The rain-swollen Arkansas River is on the rise at the state capital of Little Rock.
Well, for the second time in a month, Dallas police are investigating the death of a transgender woman. Tamaya Lindsay is a cousin of the 26-year-old whose body was found in a lake.
If this was a hate crime, shame on you.
Just over a year ago, a judge in California ordered warning labels on coffee because of a chemical in the roasting process. But state officials now indicate that's not going to happen, saying coffee does not pose a significant cancer risk. With 32 straight wins on Jeopardy, James Holzhauer was on the cusp of shattering the mark for earnings on the game show.
His wager, a modest one for the first time. That takes him.
That
to
wager didn't help, and he was already trailing Emma Betcher heading into the final Jeopardy.
What did you wager? Oh, gosh, $20,000. What a payday.
Holzhauer leaves just short of Ken Jennings' record of $2.5 million in winnings.
I hope I do more with my life than Jeopardy, but this was certainly a wonderful experience. I'd never trade for anything.
Holzhauer's a sports gambler by trade. The woman who beat him from Chicago wrote a paper on Jeopardy for her master's degree. With tensions high between the U.S. and Iran, we go aboard an American aircraft carrier that's poised for any possible action.
From the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln, avoiding a war with nearby Iran looks an awful lot like preparing for one. Rear Admiral John F.G. Wade declined to discuss specifics.
There's been credible threats against our forces and against others in this region.
Washington has already warned Tehran that any attack on American forces or U.S. interests would be met with fierce retaliation. Charlie Daggett of CBS News aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln in the Arabian Sea.
For the third time, a California governor has overruled a parole board's decision to release Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten. Van Houten, the youngest member of the murderous Manson family at 19, is 69 now. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.